Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Karen, and welcome to another segment of the Law of Attraction and Love radio show. I'm so glad you're joining me today. Today's segment is an Ask Dr. Karen segment, which means that you can call in and ask me your Law of Attraction or relationship questions, or Law of Attraction relating to relationship questions. The number to call in is 347-945-6313, and after you call in, you can hit the number 1 in order for me to see that your hand's up and you'd like to ask a question. In the meantime, we're going to be going over some questions that were mailed to me through my website. If you're interested in that, you can go to www.lawofattractioninlove.com and fill out the Ask Dr. Karen box with your question. Now, usually what happens is I get a lot of questions every week, either relationship questions or law of attraction questions, and I do tend to group them up so that if a question has been answered multiple times, either on the show or on the blog, we'll put that under our featured section on the website so that you can read some of those answers, and be sure to check out some of the old radio shows that we've already posted because they're really awesome. We have some awesome guests that have been on here. And so again, that number is 347-945-6313. And if you want me to see that your hand's up to ask a question, you can just hit 1. In the meantime, we'll be going over some questions from the Ask Dr. Karen box on my homepage. So let's start. And, you know, and by the way, if you're listening to the archive recording, well, thank you so much for doing that as well. I know you can't ask questions live, but we're really hoping that you get a lot of value out of these radio shows. So the first question I'd like to tell you about is from Cindy. So even though I have answered this question multiple times before, I thought it'd be good to revisit this question. So Cindy asks, can a guy you really care about change his mind and want a commitment with you? So let me read that again. Can a guy you really care about change his mind and want a commitment with you? Well, the word can, of course, means that it's possible, and the way of the universe is that actually anything is possible. It doesn't mean equally possible, but anything is possible. So, of course, yes, he can change his mind and want a commitment with you. However, what I think you're really asking, Cindy, is what do I do now? You know, what do I do now to get him to commit to me or get him to change his mind? And that's kind of a loaded question. Why? Because we can't change someone's mind for them. However, that being said, you probably already know the only thing you can change is yourself and how you feel and how you act and how you perceive things and how you think about things. That's all that you have some degree of control over, but you don't have any control over what he's thinking and whether or not to commit with you, whether he wants to commit with you. So here's the thing. Since you can't actually make him change his mind and want to commit with you, then what are the action steps that you can take to put yourself in a situation where if this is truly the right person for you, and right I mean by for your highest good at this time, okay, and the reason I'm saying that is because it's not, you know, a person isn't always the perfect person for you if it's the wrong timing. So your soulmate, you know, there, and if you've listened to any of the other shows, you'll know that there isn't just one soulmate that we can have in our lifetime here on Earth. We can have multiple soulmates, and some of them aren't even lovers, for example. So if he's supposed to be the one that is right, quote-unquote, right for you in the near future or now, then what you'd want to do is maximize your chances by shifting or changing how you're acting and how you're perceiving the universe. And that's your only and best chance to put yourself in a position where you're right for each other. Now, what can also happen is as you shift and change is that you become less and less attached to this person. And it may be somebody else that comes into your field of influence that is the quote-unquote right person for you at the time. So one of the things I would advise for you, Cindy, is to experiment with the thought of being open that he isn't necessarily the ideal one for you. Now, I know this is a hard sell for people once they get really attached to that person, and I know what that's like because I've been there. And boy, you know, once you have your mind set on a particular person, you can't stop talking about them, you can't stop thinking about them, and they're, you know, you're just constantly filled with that person. And so that is a form of attachment, and unfortunately, the way the law of attraction works is the more attached we are to a particular outcome, the more we are pushing it away. Yeah, that's the rub. The more we are attached to a particular outcome, in other words, emotionally attached, like we have to have it or else we'll be sad, okay, that's what I mean by attached or emotionally attached, then we tend to push it away further from us. So there's a difference between creating or making an intention, like your intention may be, you know, may we both have the best relationship possible between us, and then not being attached to the outcome. In other words, you being open that maybe you aren't the right person for him, or maybe he isn't the right person for you, but if you are meant for each other, then, hey, you know, you want to do whatever it takes to help that along versus you have to have him. You know what I mean? So see if you can shift a little bit. Again, these are shifting your own thoughts and your own actions to help encourage the best case scenario. And so becoming less attached is really helpful. Now, that's not necessarily an easy thing, and you may need some one-on-one coaching to help you with that piece because it is difficult. Like I said, I've been there. But that is your best chance. So what I'm going to tell you is a little story of a coaching client of mine who was fairly, well, let's just say upset that the guy she was dating wasn't really paying as much attention to her as she would like. Like she would Skype him and she would, you know, email him and text him and that kind of thing. And, you know, he would text back, but not always. And he would never initiate texting her. She would be the one visiting him and he would never offer to visit her, you know, and he wouldn't openly say, I love you, and things like that. So it was getting really frustrating for her. And what we, you know, when I worked with her one-on-one, you know, we had her do a different action. Now, this sometimes action really speaks louder than words, and sometimes action takes a lot of courage to do before you actually have the thought that is in alignment with the action. So in her case, what we had her do is we had her stop contacting him. Now, this was a very difficult challenge for her. And maybe you'll resonate with this advice. So I asked her, you know, what do you think you can tolerate? How much time can you tolerate not contacting him? I know this is difficult for you. And she said, well, one day. I said, okay, fabulous, great. Now, of course, she had been doing it, you know, 5, 6, 7, 10, 15 times a day previously. So having a whole day of her not initiating contact was huge for her. But she was really willing to commit to that. So I'm asking you to consider something like this as well. Because what happened was almost next to a miracle. She had made the commitment, and we wrote it down, made the commitment that she would not contact him for 24 hours. And then I asked her to stretch even further. I said, after the 24-hour period, what do you think you'll be able to stretch to? And I believe she said 3 days. And then after that, she said a week. So we were going to progressively stretch her comfort zone as to how much time away not necessarily away from him, but how much time she could stand not initiating contact. Because what she wanted from him was him to initiate contact. So she's doing it all the time. How's he supposed to, you know, be, you know, step forward in that relationship? So anyway, we didn't even get past a day, apparently, she said. You know, well within the 24-hour period, he contacted her. Now, the cool thing is she stuck to her commitment of not contacting him, aside from replying to him. So what happened was we saw more and more energy coming from him. He began contacting her more often. He began being, you know, more forward with, you know, wanting to be with her. She's, you know, kept stepping back as her comfort zone would allow, just stretching it a little bit. And now they're in a completely different place in their relationship where it's a lot more give and take. And she is delighted, absolutely delighted. And I have to tell you, it only actually took a day or two for her to get to that point. But did she actually change him? Did she convince him? Did she try to, like, tell him how he should be in relationship with her and make him or try to make him connect with her more often? No, she didn't. All she did was she changed what she did. She changed her actions. She stepped back. She allowed him room to come forward. So you may want to listen to this advice and see if it resonates with you and see if you can create some space in your relationship with this guy. Because I think if you're really, you know, really attached to him, he can feel it like he's got a 200-pound coat on him, you know, like you're draped over him. So you're going to need to step back, is my sense, is my intuitive hit for you for today. So Cindy, thank you very much for your question, and we hope to hear from you when you tell us what you did. All right, so we have some really awesome questions today. You're listening to the Law of Attraction and Love Radio Show with Dr. Karen Kann. And if you're interested in asking me a live question, you can call in 347-945-6313. Again, that's 347-945-6313. And hit the number 1 so I can see that your hand's up, so I can unmute your phone line. All right, so let's go to our next question. So the next question is from Chin. Chin asks, "Dear Dr. Karen, I find myself developing feelings for guys around me whom I get pretty close to and comfortable, but they tend to be attached. How can I change myself to avoid feeling upset over situations like this?" Chin, you know, your question is a really common one, and although I've answered this again previously, I want to answer this one again. So what's happening, Chin, I understand you correctly, is that you start getting attracted to guys who are already going out with other women. Now, this is a very, very common phenomenon. And some of my guy friends tell me that it's amazing that once they get a girlfriend, that all these other women get, you know, come out of the woodwork and start getting attracted to them. And they're like, where were these women like 5 months ago when I was single? So this just goes to show you that our vibrations change when we're in a relationship versus when we're not. And sometimes when we're single, what happens, I'm not saying it's necessarily you, but what can often happen is that if we're single and wanting to be coupled, we have a different vibrational state. It's almost slightly like needy and sometimes repulsive. And sometimes it's repulsive because we really, really want someone and we feel a void. And that vibration of being in a void actually is unattractive. It actually pushes people away. So that when we get into a relationship and we're feeling kind of cozy and comfortable and somewhat secure, we have a different vibration. We don't have that scarcity vibration. We sort of have someone, quote unquote. So we have a more full vibration. We feel like, oh, we can be ourselves, you know, around this person. And so we emanate a different vibration. And that vibration is attractive to all other people, including other singles. So this is a very interesting phenomenon that happens. Now, that's what's happening on the other end. And what's happening with you is that you're attracted to that particular vibration of guys that tend to be that are already attached. You know, guys that are already attached have more of a comfort, you know, around their energy. And what I'm sensing is that women who tend, well, I shouldn't say just women, but people who tend to get attracted to attached or married people often have a really deep-seated fear of relationship. Now, this may seem completely opposite to what you're thinking. You're like, well, what are you talking about, Dr. Karen? I want to be in relationship. You know, that's why I'm asking you this question. But if you think about it this way, if you're only attracted or mostly attracted to men already in relationship who are attached, they are not available to you. So on some subconscious level, you're terrified of having someone available to you. Now, this pattern probably stems from something in your childhood, something that may not be conscious at all to you. And I want you to think back to your childhood and see if there was a pattern there that you're now repeating. In other words, who was not available to you that you loved when you were a child? So that usually our current reality reflects a lot of our blueprint or a lot of our past reality just repeated over and over again, a pattern. So this is not, if this is a pattern for you, then you need to look back and go, where is this coming from? So who was it in your childhood life, somebody significant usually, that you love that was not available to you? And what's going to happen is if you start discovering, you know, what that pattern was, then you can disable the pattern. But without that consciousness of where it came from, a lot of times you'll just keep repeating the pattern over and over again. You won't know why. Now, oftentimes that person happens to be a parent, whether it be your mother or father, it doesn't actually matter. But, for example, if it was your father and he was never really available for you, in other words, you know, you perceive that either he loved the other sibling better or that he was always at work or he abandoned your mother, whatever it is, then he wasn't available to you. And so that is your blueprint for relationship. And so you will keep seeking other relationships in your adult life that will repeat that blueprint. So you may need some help with this, either, you know, consider getting some counseling, some coaching, that kind of thing. And as far as avoiding your feeling upset over situations like this, well, you know, you're reacting, and I completely understand why you're reacting. However, the next time it happens, you are completely and utterly allowed to be attracted to married guys or attached men. But it doesn't mean you have to do anything about it. You can just go, wow, you know, I really enjoy this person. So what you can do is intend to attract a similar available guy with similar energy, or that's the energy that you're looking for. But you're going to need to do a lot of work on yourself in order to shift your vibration and to figure out, you know, where's the beacon, you know, that the vibration that you're eliciting to get to the same spot over and over again. So, you know, I can't really tell you not to be upset over it. Just understand that it's just an old pattern that you're reenacting and that it's not a big deal. It's just that if you don't find this serves you anymore, then you're going to need some help in getting to the bottom of this and taking a fresher look. And sometimes it really is that on some level you really aren't ready to be in relationship, that you are terrified of being in relationship, that you have had abandonment issues or whatever it is. And that's why you keep getting attracted to people that aren't available, because then it's an easy out. You know, I don't have to be vulnerable because, gee, I can't be in relationship anyway because the only people I'm interested in are guys that are attached. See how that works? All right, so this is a more complex issue than what it first seems and for many people that are listening to this. So hopefully this has made some sense to you, Chin, and other listeners, and we wish you the best. I wish you the best, Chin. So thank you very much for your question. You're listening to Law of Attraction and Love Radio Show with Dr. Karen Kann, and the number to call in if you want to call in live and ask a question is 347-945-6313. Again, that's 347-945-6313. And then hit the number 1 if you want to ask me a question so I can see that your hand's up. Okay, so let's go to our next question. So this question is from Marie. Marie asks, Dear Dr. Karen, Am I inhibiting the manifestation of my soulmate due to still holding appreciation and affection for an ex-lover who still remains part of my life at times? Is it possible to energetically still love someone but put out to the universe, I'm ready for my soulmate relationship? It is either the ex or someone better. Bring me and show me clearly where my attention should be. Or am I offering such mixed vibrations that nothing will happen? Thank you, Marie. Well, this is an excellent question, Marie, and I'm so glad you asked this because I don't get asked this a lot, and it's a perfect question to help people understand more about how the law of attraction works. So thank you very much for asking this. So what Marie is asking is whether if you still love someone who's your ex-lover, do you have enough room to invite another person into your life? So let me first explain that as far as the capacity of your heart to love, it is infinite. It is infinite. There is so much room in your heart to love that you should never not love someone because you think that there isn't enough room. Okay, is my first point. There was infinite room to love someone. And as far as, is it okay to hold appreciation and affection for an ex-lover? The answer is yes, of course it is. And in terms of if they're part of your life at times, will it be interruptive? Not necessarily. It really depends on the relationship that you have, that you each respect each other's boundaries, and also how attached you are to your ex-lover. So there's a difference between loving that person and appreciating that person and expecting them to, be in the capacity of the next lover that you want to attract into your life. In other words, if you're still attached to them being your soulmate, but you're split up right now, then that would block the universe to some extent from manifesting your dream partner if that dream partner doesn't match vibrationally. So it's a very subtle energetic difference, and it's a difference that has to be felt in the body. So I want y'all who's listening, including Marie, to see if you can feel the difference between loving and, having affection for someone and then being attached to them, being, your lover. So the closest I can come as an example for this is think of a good platonic friend that you have that you absolutely enjoy and that you absolutely love. It can be, someone of the same sex or an opposite sex. It doesn't really matter. But that you're not necessarily wanting to, be in love with, as in have as a lover. So imagine that kind of love and appreciation and differentiate it from the kind that you're looking for where you're in, loving union with this other person, if it's romantic, it's sexual, that kind of thing. So if you can kind of feel the difference between those two relationships, and you're going to get a little bit of the difference of how it can feel. So you can be in relationship with your ex-lover, but it can be platonic and loving, but not necessarily, sexual, or not necessarily, wanting or needing to be in this other type of union that most people are looking for. So you're going to have to really decide for yourself, have you made the emotional space? And I'm talking about heart space for love, because there's infinite amounts of space for that. But have you made the emotional space for a new person to come in? And how would that shift your relationship with your ex if that happened? So you can actually use as an intention is that you have a healthy relationship with your ex and you are in an ideal partnership with the person of your dreams, whether that be your ex or not. Okay, so that's an inclusive intention, as an inclusive. And I don't feel that necessarily is a mixed or opposite vibration to each other. You can have both. You can have both. It's just a matter of whether or not you're attached to your ex in a way that will, you know, block the universe from giving you the person you want. Saying that, I cannot tell until I talk to you, you know, personally. And I think you already know the answer to that. My sense is you already know whether you are or not. So, but that's an excellent question. So I'm very, very glad that you asked it. All right, so we don't have that much longer on the show. If you want to call in, you're listening to Law of Attraction and Love Radio Show with Dr. Karen Kann. The call-in number is 347-945-6313. Again, that number is 347-945-6313. And I'm going to take just the last few minutes here just to let you know about the cool things that are happening at lawofattractionlove.com. So if you haven't been to my website, please visit me there. So it's www.lawofattractioninlove.com. And my wonderful assistant, Althea, she's totally awesome. She just revamped my website recently, and so I think it looks really pretty, so you have to come see me there. I think it looks really pretty. So we have lots of great things there. You want to definitely hit the button at the top that says goodies. That's really cool. So you can actually check out, we have all the radio shows on the web page. You can also, of course, go to blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Karen to download the radio shows from the past. You can listen to all the archives. So we have the radio shows there, and we also have our teleseminar, a monthly teleseminar series that goes on. So every month, usually it's the third Thursday of the month, I do a teleseminar, and this is usually I pick a topic. For example, this month's topic was dealing with negative thoughts. And then it's kind of a workshop format, a lot of the teleseminars. So I get to put you through some exercises and give you some pointers on some tools and techniques that you can use to help you with your manifesting, to help you with your manifesting your ideal partnership. And what else? We have some really, we have a really new feature on my website, and that is our membership site. Now, the membership site is a place where you can download the monthly teleseminars. Now, usually the monthly teleseminars, if you are there live with me, it's usually every third Thursday of the month, there's no charge for that. So you're welcome to join me on the call, ask me questions, that sort of thing. So that's really, really fun. I love those. And if for whatever reason you can't make the call or you'd like a recording of the call, we do have that posted on our membership site. So membership currently is just $9.97 per month, and every month we add new content there. I also have some hypnosis MP3s that you can download and burn onto a CD or put on your iPod so that you can encourage your subconscious mind to be in the place where you're open to your new and awesome relationship that's coming in. Also, we just added my Law of Attraction introductory workshop video on the membership site, so I'm really excited about that as well. My wonderful assistant Althea did that, so very excited. So check out the website. Let me know what you think. You can tell what my favorite colors are. Because that's the colors of my website. And, of course, I always, people really also enjoy the e-book, which is Creating Your Fairy Tale Love Life, Harness the Law of Attraction and Manifest Your Dream Partner. And that, of course, is also available on my site. So if you haven't checked out that e-book, I'd encourage you to get a copy of that because we have a couple of bonuses that you get. Two other e-books are coming this month, coming with that, my e-book, if you purchase it. So anyway, so that is where I'd like you to say hi, and if you have other questions, you can write them in the Ask Dr. Karen box, and you know, let us know how you're enjoying the show. We also have a contact page, so you can leave us a message there. So thank you very, very much for listening to another segment of Law of Attraction and Love Radio, and and keep checking up. We're going to have some really exciting people interviewed on the show. I'm going to keep it secret for now who it's going to be, but I'm very excited about the people that we're going to be booking. So keep checking back on the Blog Talk Radio website or my webpage, and we'll see you then. And if you're listening live, then Blog Talk Radio, if you like the show, please count it as your favorite. I'd greatly appreciate it. Okay, until next time, take care, everyone. Bye.